and it went to like 11. Oh, it's 3 minutes a bit ago. 1925.
Tomorrow we're getting the present.
Thank you. Give me 5 minutes real quickly. 1925. Should be like so. No, that's not it. Not it. What is it? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, we also have an FBIS item here which indicates that Imbert will be giving a talk to the nation at 16:30 their time. It would be 5:30 our time.
What's he using, Radio Santo Domingo?
Let's see. San Isidro broke this news, so I assume that he'll be using San Isidro. He may not be in too good a mood.
Just a moment, the president's coming right on, Mr. Place.
Hey, Bill, you still there?
Yes.
We just want you to read 1925.
First. Right.
And leave out the sentences I edited.
Okay.
But then, you may want me to read what...
Read it as it went out, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Mr. President?
Yep.
Bill, read this cable as it went out.
All right, sir. Number one, if Guzman does not have either the power or the will to arrange for departure of three rebel leaders in headquarters group and is unwilling even to try to achieve this, it is obvious that he would not deal adequately with those leaders and other dangerous elements once his government was formed. This would cast in doubt the efficacy of his safeguards, of any safeguards we might write into an understanding with him. Two.
That's exactly as I dictated. That hasn't changed a bit.
All right.
Go ahead.
Two. Under these circumstances, we believe you should continue to insist on the original plan for paid overseas vacations for the three rebel leaders. Anything less would be impossible to explain and justify to Congress and the American people. We would not regard expulsion of Gonzales, Pinza Tavares, and Garcia German as a substitute. If agreed safeguards work, they would be thrown out or interned anyway. Three. In addition, we believe we must insist on the following safeguards. A. Identified communists will be promptly taken into custody and deported or interned. B. Measures will be taken for the identification of other communists, whether in civilian or military life. When identified, those communists will be immediately placed under surveillance. And if at any time evidence develops of a plot or a threat to the security of government, they will be immediately deported or interned. Four, we would prefer that you or Mora or other appropriate emissary maintain contact with Imbert and proceed with exploratory talks with him without awaiting conclusion of final agreement with Guzman. However, if you feel strongly that approach to Imbert is not advisable before a final conference with Guzman, you may delay such approach until tomorrow. Five. Although it is obviously desirable that Imbert accept agreed cabinet list, we are prepared to consider one or more alternative suggestions, parens, excluding Imbert himself, in the parens. If he finds any names I'm list totally objectionable.
Tell whoever's talking to get off the conversation and wait till they finish.
Go ahead.
You got them through?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you want me to hang up, sir?
You know, I want to read that sentence back because somebody was talking in the background and I didn't hear it.
Okay. Five. Although it is obviously desirable that Ember accept agreed cabinet list, we are prepared to consider one or more alternative suggestions, parens, excluding Ember himself, in the parens, if he finds any names on list totally objectionable. This means we are prepared to consider addition of up to two or three pro-Imbert people who are not Trujillius. Six, we recognize that these instructions may increase difficulty of reaching a final understanding, but we are not prepared to accept a deal that does not fully satisfy our requirements. If your efforts to reach an understanding should, in fact, meet a dead end, we would propose that Mora bring to the meeting of the foreign ministers the details of what each side is prepared to accept. Brazilian, Argentinian, Ecuadorian, and hopefully other ministers plan to arrive in Washington on May 27th. We would expect Mora to make clear to the ministers that the United States has carried the ball as far as possible, pending the development of OAS arrangements to assume responsibility for establishing government. With the creation of the Inter-American Force...
Cut that sentence out. Put a parenthesis around that last sentence. That's some of the, what we call the dicta in the legal profession, which I do not belong to.
That would begin, we would expect Mora to make clear. All right, sir. The last sentence here is, with the creation of the Inter-American Force and the meeting of the foreign ministers, the OAS should now carry on from there. Period.
All right, that's already gone.
Right.
Okay. I don't see anything in there that, except his statement there, that scared the OAS. Didn't want the way it is, but I don't see anything. We can handle all that tomorrow. I'll make my point out. The next 24 hours is not going to hurt us. And I don't see any reason why you couldn't just tell Paul I won't send a message disregard the last two sentences. That's going to create a problem for anybody. We'll face up to that. And you see any reason, Bob?
No, I don't think it makes much difference one way or the other, Mr. President.
Okay. Just let it go.
Okay.
Mr. Boyer?